I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Floods have forced thousands to flee their homes in the Philippines, but one of our partners is sending humanitarian aid and the hope of the gospel. And are you a woman who's exhausted with the busyness of life? Well, stay with us to learn about an opportunity created with you in mind. Our first story comes to us from the Philippines, struggling under the weight of overwhelming rainfall for the month of January. Flash floods and landslides have displaced over 63,000 people. These storms come as a 1-2 punch after Typhoon Nina slammed into the island nation on Christmas Day. Over 100,000 homes were demolished by the typhoon, along with schools, farms, and health facilities. World Mission's Greg Kelly says they're sending emergency medicine, blankets, tarps, and rice to Filipino families.
The beautiful part about it is that all of the aid is being administered through our local church connections, as well as they're distributing treasures in the Cebuano language, which is our solar-powered audio Bible. So we have 500 right now that are being sent to the Philippines that will be delivered in conjunction with the aid.
We've got links for you to give to this gospel relief effort in the Philippines at missionnews.org. And meanwhile, would you be praying?
We need to be praying just for the people that they survive this, but then they're able to find the necessary relief and just to begin to get their lives back in order. Anytime disaster comes, it creates an opportunity for the body of Christ to, in a very tangible way, be the hands and feet of Jesus. And that's exactly what we're doing in the Philippines right now.
Turning now to Kenya, a deaf school is in trouble after one of its major supporters backed out. Door International, a deaf ministry, teaches God's Word to nearly 200 deaf students at this school. Door President Rob Myers.
It's not just a school. Many of these kids are residential there, and so the school provides food for them. It provides shelter. Hearing parents who have mostly hearing kids and maybe one deaf child, they'll pay the school fees for all their hearing kids, but they won't pay the school fees for their deaf child. That tells you the priority that very often happens of these deaf kids within families and even within society, is that they're the last ones to receive help. They're the first ones to get cut when when financial difficulties come. As we, as believers, think about God's call on our lives to be a voice for the voiceless, to heal those who are broken, and to raise up the oppressed, the deaf community certainly falls within those parameters. These deaf kids are the next generation of the church. And if we can provide them with the resources that these deaf leaders never had, the face of the Christian deaf community will be completely transformed.
And finally, here's a message specifically for women who are tired, overworked, frazzled, and who can't remember the last time they've been able to sit back and think about how their life fits into God's plan. Wycliffe Bible Translators USA is hosting a conference in March as part of their Women of the Word program to help women regain a gospel-inspired pep in their step. Wycliffe USA's Christy Free shares.
We're calling it the Re-Conference, so you can refresh your spirit, renew your strength, revive your soul, and rewrite your story.
The two-day conference features authors Annie Downs and Crystal Evans Hurst and musical duo Seth and Nerva. It's a time to reflect on our place in God's global mission.
If you're a woman, I think it's for you. It doesn't matter what age you are. These two authors speak to various ages and all kinds of talents. And so I think it is for you. If you need to be refreshed and renewed, if you need time in God's Word, if you need to revive your soul and think about your story and think about the story of women around the world and how you can be a part of that, this conference is for you.
Now, the conference is in Orlando, Florida on March 17th and 18th, and you can still get your tickets. You'll find the links at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you, and we're all about providing tools for our faith walk. So this month, we're partnering with Slava Gospel Association, offering a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. And although it was written to address discipling needs of Slavic women, the biblical truths stand for us all. So look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.